the Dark Main Event, presented by Kayfabe Core. I am Josh. He is Steve. Say hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
That's right. What's going on there, man?
I'll go home now. It's okay. I'm done. Don't worry.
What?
I'll go home now. It's okay. I'm done with the crappy jokes.
No. You have to stay.
No, that's it. I mean, I'm too big for this podcast. I was on TV for the Hall of Fame. I'm too big for this. I don't need this. Where's my paycheck?
You were on TV just a little bit ago for the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony on USA. It was Steve-a-mania, and you were there for all of it. And we are going to discuss that tonight, sir. So you go ahead and you tell us your story.
Well, once upon a time, there was a wrestling fan who lived in New York who wasn't Joshua Presley, because you can suck it. And,
born in Chicago, where the Cubs are, they suck.
You got me thinking about the Cardinals now. See, you already got me off track, and I'm not even into the story yet. Shut up. The weekend was crazy. I was in three different states, three different parts of the city. I started off with TNA on Friday, which was cool, except for, you know, Aries versus Styles, which they scaled back a little bit too much. That match was really slow-paced, and the only cool thing was Austin Aries doing the amateur wrestling stuff and then laying on top of the ropes like it was a hammock, like he normally does. By the way, it sounds like I'm whispering. I'm not. My voice is just that hurt from screaming this weekend.
You are a little hard to hear. Don't strain yourself. Don't overexert yourself or anything. But you're a little hard to hear. But that's cool.
This is me talking normally. So this is how much my voice hurts. So just imagine. But
You sound like you've had Beeler's dick in your throat.
Well, there's not enough of that for me to choke on it. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, fine. Staples dick.
There you go. Beeler's got an inch. Come on. You know that.
Sorry to interrupt. Continue.
Yeah, no. You're just going to interrupt me the whole time. We'll take the whole show and I'll be talking about it. Hall of Fame on Saturday is not my favorite part of the week besides Raw, because I was on TV, which is pretty cool. Booker T was great. Foley was great. I'm mad they cut his speech. They showed 2 seconds and then they showed Trump's entire thing. How much did he pay WWE to get that? What do you think, $2 million? $3
million? At least. Sorry to interrupt one more time. There is, in fact, a picture of you at the Hall of Fame ceremony on TV in the Kayfabe Corner group on Facebook.com. You can go there and search for that.
Yes, go check that out.
Did you, sir?
So, Hall of Fame was incredible. I still can't believe I got TV on TV. I'm trying to get over that and talk to you. Obviously had Mania on Sunday, which would have been the coolest part of the weekend, except, you know, Monday Night Raw happened last night, and the greatest crowd in the history of crowds ever gathering at events for anything happened, and I cannot tell you about that show. That show just completely blew my mind. Let's talk about Raw, since that's the main point of this podcast.
It was the greatest crowd that I've ever seen on TV. Before that, I would have said maybe Survivor Series 2011. Was that the show where Punk won the title?
Yes.
With the sexual chocolate chants and Mae Young and Randy Savage and all that. And all that happened last night again, too, but this was just above and beyond all of that.
Well, I mean, when you get a chant from Michael Cole and the second most over person of the night is Mike Chioda, you have a really good crowd.
Yes, indeed. The Michael Cole chant just floored me.
And for him, I watched that segment back, and he couldn't believe it. You could hear the genuine shock in his voice that they were actually chanting for Michael Cole.
Right. And, I wasn't really, like, we were kind of busy in the group, with other side projects, and I was just kind of half listening to it at the time, because the match itself was boring, and I heard it, and I'm like, wait, what? They're chanting for Cole?
The match was terrible. I don't know if you heard, but within the first few minutes, we started the boring chants, and then it was just we started entertaining ourselves because we realized it wasn't getting any better, so why sit there and be quiet?
Yeah, and I didn't see it on TV myself, but I heard there was a wave also.
Oh, that wave lasted for 5 minutes. I'm not even kidding. Awesome. It went around and around and around and around.
That is amazing.
It was a soccer crowd. It really was. I felt like I was in London at Wembley Stadium watching football.
Right. that's you know, what I would compare it to also. I mean, they are crazy over there, and I would imagine a lot of them, you know, were here left over for WrestleMania because people were there from around the world. I mean, you had people from, you know, the UK, Ireland, you know, potatoes and all that crap, but, you know.
Damn potatoes. Nobody likes them.
Had to get the potato reference in.
Yeah, you're welcome, Liam. There you go. We got you on the first podcast ever. Anyways, you want to run down Raw real quick? Not that, you know, there's anything to run down because nothing happened.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you want to run down Raw real quick?
We'll go ahead and do that. You go ahead and start because I honestly don't know where to start with that.
Well, I mean, we'll start at the beginning with Justin Roberts making a pre-show announcement that The Rock tore a muscle in his abs, yeah, right, and wouldn't be there. And as soon as he said that, the crowd immediately started chanting bullshit. And I'm sure Vince was backstage having a heart attack that we knew what was going on.
Oh, boy.
And,
he took his ball and went home. He's
taking lessons from Austin 10 years ago. Oddly enough, they both had to do with letters, so they'll figure.
Exactly, yeah. And not to interrupt you again, but I was reading earlier today, another fan report from last night. They were saying that they talked to The Rock's dad, Rocky Johnson, at a hotel or something. And he was talking about how, he doesn't need to do this BS anymore because he makes like $30 million a movie and he doesn't need to do all this anymore. And, you know, I mean, take that for what it's worth. It was just, you know, a fan saying it. You know, it might not have happened at all, but that's something I read earlier.
I mean, if that's true, that's just ridiculous because after he comes back and says he loves the fans and he's never leaving again and all this other shit, then he does that. I don't know. There was a guy sitting next to me who, it was his first show, and he was wearing the Rock t-shirt, and he brought a Rock sign, and he wanted to see the Rock. And I had to tell him that the Rock wasn't going to be there, and I felt so bad for him.
Right.
It's terrible. I mean, your first show, you go to see one person, and he doesn't show up on purpose.
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous. It was me. And I was there for The Rock. I, you know, wouldn't have been personally, but if it was me, I'd have left with a sour taste in my mouth, you know, not only for The Rock, but for, you know, the WWE product as a whole.
So that was that. But, of course, the show had to start off with John Cena because, you know, how else is the show going to start off without your WWE?
Enough of that.
I'm going to go kill myself now.
You do that. That was the plan.
All right. I will be right back and never. So we set up with John Cena, who, of course, got cheered, and he encouraged us to cheer him, which just got him more cheers, and who the fuck am I kidding? He got through the building. And, you know, we all thought it was going to be Dolph Ziggler coming out to challenge him for the title, and Mark Henry came out, and you just heard that crowd go, oh. I mean,
yeah.
A, nobody was expecting that. B, I know you were going crazy with your eat 'em up, bring a snack chant.
It was snack time, indeed.
It was snack time.
Pretzel shirt.
John Cena was that nice snack, and that promo was really, really good. I don't know how it came off on TV, but we ate that shit up in the arena.
I enjoyed it, personally.
And, you know, honestly, after that, I have no idea what the fuck happened because it's there, and then Dolph Ziggler cashed in, and Raw just went completely off the rails after that. So whatever happened in the first hour happened. If you care, I'm sorry. I don't remember. Dolph Ziggler cashed in. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I wasn't going to say anything. I was just going to say, you know, Dolph Ziggler cashed in, and the only thing I remember is my entire body shaking, and I could not stand up. I had to sit down. That is how much adrenaline was flowing through.
Yeah, the Ziggler, and I think we all expected it, Ziggler to cash in last night, because he didn't do it at WrestleMania. I expected him to do it at WrestleMania. But, you know, if it wasn't going to be at the big show, then I figured it'd be the next night at least.
Yeah. Let's stop the wall recap for a second. We do have a caller. I wonder who this could be.
Yes, we do. I believe that that looks like an Oregon area code, so I believe that is Brett with two T's. Brett, you are on the air. Hello.
No, this is Bitch McCunt. I don't know who that other person is. Bitch McCunt.
Bitch McCunt. Hello, sir.
For the legendary Brett Beeler, but, you know, I guess I'll just have to settle for you, what the fuck you are. How did you get this number?
I don't know who that faggot is.
He is right there.
He probably is.
I was going to compliment
Brett Beeler. Pretty sure I've seen that guy on the internet.
So, bitch, how are you tonight?
Pretty bitchy, but it's all good.
Doesn't sound good at all, but, yeah, okay.
Just getting my bitch on.
So, Beeler, what do you think about me being on TV? You know, I mean, are you jealous?
A bitch doesn't get jealous, okay? So,
yeah, why?
I guess slight envy might be the word. But hey, I was on Sunday Night Heat one time, so, you know, back up.
That is true. He was on Sunday Night Heat with the Carlito Apple sign way back in the day on WWE.com.
Exactly.
Where you can buy all of your John Cena merchandise.
Our little clip hole.
Okay.
Never coming back.
Well, it was awesome chatting with you guys, but bitch is hungry, so bitch is gonna go smoke a bowl, and then bitch is gonna eat some food.
Fatty, fat.
You're fatty, fat, fat. Fuck you. All right, bye.
Bye, bitch.
Try to be here. Oh, man, these calls are flying in right now. We have another caller.
Yes, we do. I have no idea who this could be. Caller from the 208 area code. You're on the air. Hello.
I know who this trolling motherfucker is, but for those of you who may not.
Just wound up like a fishing kisser, goddammit. I don't like how we got there, but goddammit, the show was good, okay? And then the night afterwards, the crowd and the remainder of it, oh my god. Just afterwards, watching the fucking YouTube videos on the train, the boys fucking everybody singing, da da It was like we put a fucking bullet in the past 6-7 weeks, and then we moved along to something new. And there it is. That's a whole WrestleMania thing. I was pissed off. Diz was fucking motherfucking pissed off, wound up like a cuckoo clock because of this bill. It should have been better. They shouldn't have dumped the ashes. They shouldn't have done this. They shouldn't have done that. We get there. Dumping matches delivered. I've been told everybody it was only the top three matches that meant anything. Fucking, we can't go and get on the
ground. All right, that's all the time we have for that person.
Thank you, Troll. I'm just going to call you Troll. I know who you are, but you're a troll.
Thank you, Troll, for calling in.
If you don't know who that is, go look up that area code. You'll figure it out real fast.
I am actually doing that right now.
Anywho, getting back to Raw while Preston figures out who that was. So everything in the first hour doesn't even exist in my mind. Dolph Ziggler cashed in. The Shield came out to attack Undertaker, which I lost my shit for. Everybody looked at me like I was weirdly Bob Backlund insane because I was jumping up and down, and there were so many oh shits that came out of my mouth. That was Beaver's toilet bowl for the night. It was nuts. That got such a reaction in the Kane explosion. I mean, Preston, I don't know about you. I've never seen a Kane explosion like that Have you?
No, I think I was telling you earlier too. When that went off, I was, you know, just sitting at home, and I jumped because it scared the shit out of me. It was, like you said, the biggest one I've ever seen. I don't know if they messed something up or if it was planned that way, but it was insane.
I thought I was going to get lit on fire from that promo, or from that pyro, not promo. I've watched too much goddamn wrestling this past weekend. I thought that pyro was going to kill me. Maybe
it
was closer. Go ahead.
Did we lose him?
Nope. I'm here.
Okay. Good.
The pyro goes off, Kane and Daniel Bryan make the save, and then they walk out, all you hear is, you hear the gong, and they all do the fist raise, and the 21-0 pops up on the Minitron, and then you had Sheamus, Ray, and Orton, and then you had Fandango, and did I mention Fandango? Did we sing the Fandango song? I think we need to do that again.
I think we do.
I totally still don't have it on loop. It's playing, the video is playing on my computer. I'm watching Johnny Curtis take his shirt off a few times. It's hot.
I wasn't singing it in my head all day today when I was out, you know, doing the Joshy things or anything like that.
Joshy things? Do we want to know what those are?
They involve a weasel and some maple syrup. But that's besides the point. That's off topic. This is a wrestling show, and we are going to talk about more wrestling.
Yes, we are. So, honestly, I haven't seen much of the show back. The only thing that I've watched back was Randy Orton and Sheamus and Fandango. So you're going to have to tell me how everything came off on TV, because I have no idea.
I don't know if that came across or not, but there is a thunderstorm going on outside right now. The Orton-Sheamus match, I mean, the crowd for that, I mean, pretty much all of that came across on TV. The Cole chants, JBL, the Savage chants, thank you, Big Show.
That was great.
What were you guys chanting, like, right at the very end of that segment when Big Show was like, leaving the ring?
Throw the chair? Yeah, because he only threw two chairs around him to throw the third one and do the trifecta, and he didn't do it, and we were pissed.
All right. Yeah, because I was like, why are they chanting there? Because I couldn't quite understand it, okay.
Yeah, but the chants that you guys missed during the commercials were, we want X-Pac. X-Pac is actually one of the boxes at the show, and that got... I got people chanting that. Chris Benoit got a huge chant, which I know...
That would have been freaking awesome.
I know someone doesn't like that. If you're listening right now, you know who you are. And then there was Cotton Candy for the Cotton Candy guy. There was We Want Pretzels, which somehow didn't make TV, which I'm very sad about, because that was awesome. And then there was something... We want ice cream also.
Always want that ice cream.
Yeah, always want those ice cream bars. Where are they? CM Punk promised them like 2 years ago. I still haven't gotten to have one. What is wrong with this company?
I don't know, man. Maybe he's just a liar. Maybe we should put our eggs, behind the wrong guy or whatever the saying is. That's not the saying at all, but it's been a long day.
You're not kidding. The big news of Raw, I mean, the whole show is big, but the Ryback heel turn, that might not even be a heel turn, I don't know.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I honestly...
I'm the king!
The champ, John Cena, was getting his ass kicked by Mark Henry, and Ryback came out to make the save, and I honestly thought Cena was going to pick him up and give him the AA. I didn't see Ryback giving him the meat hook and then the whatever the hell you call his finisher thing. I can't think of it right now.
Shell shock.
Shell shock. Yes, you're right. But he redeemed himself in my eyes, and there were once again hashtag boners for Ryback.
Yeah, is he your butt buddy again? Do you love him now?
Oh, I love him even more so now than I did before.
You thought taking out Matt Striker was good. He took out Cena.
Which officially makes him God to us now, right?
It does. It does. We have to put all our eggs in Ryback's basket, Waka Waka.
Yeah, we gotta put our eggs behind him.
Literally behind him. I mean, I know Brett Beaver is going to start it, and then Staples will follow, and then, you know, David will be in the front because there's got to be somebody sucking him off, and then they'll just go from there.
Yep. And like I said, if you you take out Cena, the WWE champion, you know, you're pretty much God unless your name is Dwayne.
By the way, I hate you fuckers for making me cheer for Cena for the last 2 days. Screw you guys.
That is actually not true. Steve here is John Cena's biggest fan. If you go to Kayfabe Corner on the Facebook website, facebook.com/Kayfabe Corner, there is actually a quite nice picture of him in Cena gear, taking a picture of himself in his bathroom mirror.
You had to just go into full detail for that, didn't you?
With abnormally large hands and all.
You know what? You're jealous of those hands.
I really am, because, you know, you can hold, like, 7 dicks in those things.
And you can only hold 2 in yours, so, I mean, I get triple the dick. What do you get? Nothing.
Yeah, and if it's, you know, like, dealer dicks, that's, like, 16,000, at least.
No, no. And nobody can hold dealer dicks except dealer. And
true
we
enough.
Killed the show.
Yes, we did. Damn it, man.
Anybody else wants to call in? You still got a few minutes left. 347-838-9944. Somebody else call in and troll us. I mean, talk to us.
Yeah, don't troll us.
Don't be the Idaho jackass. That's what
yeah,
I'm calling
don't
that from now on. Anytime I see that number, it's the Idaho jackass.
Idaho jackass. We actually have an email from a Bethany in Washington. She says,
oh, really?
Josh, will you please... Father of my children, I love you, XOXOXOXO, moth running,
you know,
looser, moth running looser, Bethany.
Wow.
Huh, okay.
Wow.
Kind of weird,
I mean,
but, you know, whatever.
Well, you know what, that's really cool, because I hear that Bethany chick is pretty hot.
Sounds like she is, I mean, but I should make a trip up to Washington and, you know, look her up.
I mean, you know, she wants to have your babies, and we just had the first show. Imagine next week. People are going to be wanting a threesome with us and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, they are. Especially you, because you are a famous celebrity, sir.
I am. It's true. $20 for my autograph, guys.
$20.
You've got a few minutes left. Anything else you want to discuss before we head out for the night and actually do normal things?
You know, I think I'm pretty good.
We have
one more caller.
And I do know who this is because that used to be my area code. This is the world famous Michael Learman going on air. Hey, Michael, what's going on?
What?
Well, that is the worst phone sound I've ever heard in my life. Dude, are you talking
yeah,
to me right now?
Yeah, your speakers down there, Michael.
Yeah, I just turned them off.
All right, there you go. What's up,
sir? How you doing, Mike?
I don't know why you put Ryback against John Cena, because John Cena's, he's got to have done some extra chemicals in him to heal so fast that, you know, feeding him John Cena is like feeding someone really, really artificial chicken.
Yeah, it's like going to KFC and getting the delicious mouth-watering popcorn chicken that you can get for, you know, like $4.99. Or something.
Yeah,
sponsor the
Dark Knight
event. We're waiting for
it. I get popcorn chicken when you can get Popeye Tyson chicken.
Delicious Tyson.
No, KFC, we want stuff inside for you. KFC, sponsor us.
I think the only crowd that could match that last night what went down in New Jersey is probably got to be Chicago.
Not even. Like, you know, Chicago, there's nothing that will ever match that. Ever. No crowd will ever top that.
Yeah, but the problem is, with CM Punk not appearing the night after, they might have rioted. Knowing that Chicago.
Mike, thanks for calling in. We do have one more caller that we have to get to. Sorry to cut you off, but we only have a couple minutes left.
No problem. Thanks.
All right, Mike, thanks. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, one more caller.
253 area. Okay. I think I know who this might be. Hello, sir. How are you tonight?
Sir? It's not a sir.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello. How are you, miss?
It's Bethany.
Well, hello.
Oh, man. What an honor. We have Mrs. General Good Manager on the show on the first night.
It is quite an honor.
Staples Mania. Boom.
Hashtag make a porno. Just kidding. Not really.
Well, we're working on it. We totally tore it up last night.
Oh,
that's good to know. Now I'm going to think about that when I go to sleep. Thank you.
Thinking about it right now. What are you talking about?
No, you guys called me out. So I just... Jeremy was like, you got to call. And I was like, no, dude. And then, because I'm a noob for wrestling, so I was like, they're going to ask me wrestling shit, and I'm not going to know how to answer. And he goes, and then you called me out, and he was like, now you have to call. So I said, fuck it.
So what are your thoughts on Zack Ryder's work rate? Just kidding, he's never on TV, so you wouldn't know anyway.
We need to tell
Zack Ryder's adorable.
He really is adorbs. Yes, I say adorbs. Mostly in regards to Joshua Edwards' pig. He has a pot-bellied pig, and it is adorbs.
Oh, I know. I was a little bit jealous of the pot-bellied pig conversation last night, because I've been telling Jeremy for a couple of years that we need to get one. So.
Well, that's quite adorbs, also. You should get one.
I have nothing else to say, because I don't know that much about wrestling. I'm still learning.
All right, Mrs.
Well,
General.
You can call
manager.
In every week. We'll give you a segment on the show, and we'll teach you.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Oh, there you
we'll
go. That's
like
a good idea.
Fashion corner, something with boots or something.
We'll figure
corner.
It out. We'll be in touch.
No, right. Don't call
Have
us.
Your
we'll
people call
you.
My people.
Yeah, we'll do
yeah,
that.
We'll call Jeremy, and we'll talk it over.
Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
Good.
All right.
Thank you, Bethany.
Well, that is just about all the time we have. We've got about a minute left, so I want to say one more time that you can go to kayfabecorner.com to read awesome wrestling interviews with Jeremy Staples and the Kayfabe Corner Facebook group, where there is all sorts of crazy insanity going on a daily basis. Steve, do you have anything else you want to add?
I'm Famous Bitches, and I'll see you guys next week.
All right, then. Well, for Steve, I'm Josh. Thanks for listening, and have a good night, Internet.
Except this means I think I'm going to have to pay for the premium version of the from our website, because I think this audio file is going to be too big to upload to the site without going premium.
Yeah.
But I think I can get it up on Facebook.